Well, listeners, today I have some special guests in the studio with their guitars, and I'm going to let them announce themselves because they've been here before. Over to you.
I am Michael Samuel.
And I'm Neville Kay.
And we are the Sods. And you're listening to us on Radio Northern Beaches.
Thank you, guys. And they're going to be talking to us about the Dire Straits shows they've been doing and one coming up locally. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
And very nice to be back. Thank you.
I love it when you guys get in here with these guitars because I have so much fun.
Yeah, it's great.
And you're going to play a little bit for us today as well.
We surprise ourselves as well.
All right. So first of all, let's talk about the Sods.
Sure.
And the song. Songs of Dire Straits, obviously.
Songs of Dire Straits.
I think last time we were together, we talked a little bit because we had different bands in. So let's concentrate just on the Sods, the Songs of Dire Straits, and how you guys got together, because we have two other members.
Yes, we have Chris Perry and Richard Weinberg on the bass and drums, respectively, and that makes a four of us. And we like to keep it as a four.
Essentially, we call ourselves a concept band rather than a tribute band. And the concept is, if Dire Straits had always remained a four-piece, like they did in the very beginning in 1978, and how it would interpret all of the latter-day stuff they'd incorporated, all the keyboards and the saxophone and all that, how can we do all of that as a standard four-piece rock band? And we can make it work.
That's it. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, very eloquently put. And no silly headbands and no crazy costumes. We'd just be ourselves, just like Mark Knopfler would have it.
Because once again, it's the songs
exactly.
of Dire Straits.
Yes.
That's right. And they are fantastic. You have been selling out with your shows recently.
That's correct. Yes, we sold out Pottery Lane and we've sold out Galston RSL. So that's two for two. Can we go three for three?
We're trying. So your next one coming up is?
In Colleroy Cinema Theatre on the 9th of August at 7 p.m. Tickets are available through northernbeachesentertainment.com.au.
Yep,
did I get the website right?
That's correct. Oh, you're doing well.
And as a little bonus, I'll be opening up the show with a bit of a 30-minute slot to Bruce Springsteen and then going right into two solid hours of Dire Straits.
Which is
so you've got an extra special bill. So we're looking forward to that. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing on stage and some of the songs that you're going to be presenting.
Right. Well, on stage, we are going to be bringing the energy and excitement of the Alchemy Tour from 1983, where Mark was on top of his game and super passionate and energetic, and you'll find that that's what we're going to bring. And we've got super 4K visuals on the screen that match each song's meaning, following the theme of the Songs of Dire Straits. And we're going to play some B-sides that people haven't heard in ages, which hopefully hardcore fans will appreciate.
And so tell the young ones that don't know Dire Straits, and I'm not sure if there's anybody that doesn't know Dire Straits, because still it's quite popular, isn't
it? Correct.
But just in case there's people out there that don't know Dire Straits, give us a little bit of history on the band.
Well, they formed in London, England, I think.
Stepford
is definitely more specifically. So it started with Mark Knopfler, his brother David, bass player John Isley, and drummer Pick Withers.
All sharing a flat, an apartment.
Yeah, and so they hit big with their self-titled debut in 1978, which gave them Sultans of Swing, their breakthrough hit. And then a couple of years after all that, they started to expand with their instrumentation and gave us Romeo and Juliet, which has become one of their love ballad standards as well. And then 5 years later, they were on top of the world with Brothers in Arms.
That's it.
They've been absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely.
Funny enough, I was watching the video for Romeo and Juliet today. Very strange video.
Well, that's funny you should mention, because Dire Straits have the worst music videos. Mark Knopfler himself said the music videos are terrible. And Tunnel of Love is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. The music videos, and Romeo and Juliet, it's the same producer, and he really thinks that the videos are so poor quality.
Well, then again, but this was only just before MTV. I guess the real concept of those was all too cheap.
Yeah, way. But they picked up their game in Brothers in Arms. They became a nice standard of MTV generation with the computer graphics, cutting edge stuff. So.
Although on a personal note, my favorite music video there has to be from the early 90s for Calling Elvis, given that I am a massive Thunderbirds fan.
Ah, there you go. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, interesting to say that they've actually incorporated old footage from existing Thunderbirds episodes, and they actually made some new footage with the older Jeff Tracy puppet and a brand new puppet specifically for Mark Knopfler himself.
So, oh, well, there you go. There you go. And I was, as a kid and even in my young years, absolutely loved the Thunderbirds. They were the thing in our era. So,
fantastic.
All right, you're going to play us a little something.
Yes. All right, so in keeping in line with the upcoming Coleroy thing, we've actually never rehearsed this before.
Nope.
We're going to do a bit of a mashup of Dire Straits' So Far Away going into Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark. We hope you enjoy it.
Sounds exclusive. Good.
I hope I enjoy it too.
All right.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
I think you did pretty very well.
Okay, is that all right? That sounded good?
It sounded great. Thanks for that. So tell us a little bit about your band, how you got together.
In 2019, Mark Knopfler retired from touring, and I was on my own musical journey of releasing my own original songs, and it dawned on me one day, if Mark Knopfler's not touring anymore, what tribute bands are there around? And I searched up all the tribute bands that I saw across the world of Dire Straits. And all I found was them singing in inauthentic voices. They would be singing in their accents. If they were Italian, they'd sing in the Italian accent. If they're Australian, they'd do an Aussie accent or nothing that sounds like Mark Knopfler. And I believe that I could sound a bit more like Mark Knopfler. And so I found a gap in the market vocally, not musically, because they covered the music to the nth degree. They even include all of his mistakes on the albums. But I thought there is a gap where if they listen to my voice, they may just be transported to that time of when they were on a Dire Straits tour. So,
excellent idea. Okay, so you found a niche.
Yeah.
And how did you move forward from there?
So moving forward, I decided to look around my immediate area to find people who are passionate about Dire Straits. So I asked them if they wanted to be in the band, if they were really passionate about this kind of music. They couldn't just to be in a band. I didn't want that sort of thing. And so I found my neighbor, Richard, who lives on my road. And I went to Chris Perry, who worked at the bottle store up my road. And he was a bass player. And I said, have you heard of Dire Straits? And he's got this whole thing about working in a warehouse with when all the Dire Straits LPs came in, and he's never seen so many millions of LPs that just were flying out the door in the 80s when he used to work. He's got a good story there. So I said, you're in. So it was our little trio. And then it took some time to find a real guitarist that would take us to the next level. And eventually Michael came to one of our shows. And I saw this guy looking at us in a real mean way, and I'm like, oh boy, he's hating this.
No, I guess looks can be quite deceiving, but yeah, I was thoroughly enjoying it
that's much. Right.
And so I just had to hit Neville up via email after the gig just to say, hey, I really enjoyed you guys. I happen to be a fan of Dire Straits myself. I'm hoping, can I please have a jam session sometime? And one thing led to another.
And I was just so amazed that he was enjoying it, because it's like, was quite a load off, because I thought, oh boy. Yeah. And once I found out who he was and everything, it's like, oh, let's have a jam session. Okay, great. And it kind of blew me away how naturally he knew everything. He was such a fan. And that was the key.
Yeah. So ever since I was about 12 years old, I have been a fan of Dire Straits. So even though Bruce Springsteen has always and still is and always will be my number one ever since I was 7 or 8 years old, Dire Straits are not that far behind.
Yeah.
So this is why we've got the Bruce Springsteen first.
That's it.
Exactly. So even though Bruce and Mark, I think, never actually collaborated within the studio, that you can't help but find so many similarities between them.
Well, there actually is a connection. In making movies, they used Roy Bittan of the E Street Band piano player, Professor.
Yeah.
He did all the piano in making movies.
Yeah. And within that, they actually both happen to share a song titled Tunnel of Love, and Roy Bittan happens to play on both of those tracks as well.
Yeah.
And even more recently, Springsteen made a little contribution to Mark's 10-minute version of Going Home as well.
Okay, well, now we're going to come full circle, because Mark Knopfler's song True Love Will Never Fade is based off a Bruce Springsteen song.
Okay, well, you've surprised me there. I haven't read too far into that.
I know. So now that's all the connections that we know about.
So they do intertwine. Yeah, so that works really well for the stage as well.
And even recently, as I've just been getting into a bit of a podcast called Desert Island Disc, both Bruce and Mark happened to feature on it, and they both happened to nominate their respective Bob Dylan tracks from The Waves, if you're familiar with them, if you're familiar with the show and its concept.
That's it.
Okay. All right. So we're going to have a wonderful time with all the different songs. Tell me a bit more about the two other band members.
The two other band members are the drummer Richard Weinberg, who's been drumming since he was a young boy in rock bands in South Africa, Cape Town. And I also grew up in South Africa, funnily enough. And he plays the electronic drum kit, which I find very versatile for our sort of show. We can really control the sound without getting out of control. And he can add a really nice touch on the drums, which matches our sound perfectly. You want to talk about Chris Perry?
I haven't learned about Chris fully enough to really know all of his backstory, but let's just say he has definitely got the jazz flavor down to the pattern.
Correct. He's a professional musician, gigging in jazz bands through and through, and he teaches and plays. And
so where does he teach? He teaches?
He has his own private practice that he runs.
Do we know what it's called?
The Chris Perry School of Music.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. So if you're looking for somewhere to be taught, there you go.
He's
okay, so he's quite busy. He's doing the bands, plus other teaching.
Bands. Exactly. But he makes our band a priority. So every time we've got a gig, it's like, he's in. Very consistent and he's very musical with his extreme knowledge of what works with our interpretations and what doesn't. So he's also guides us a lot.
And you guys all work. These days musicians don't get enough work at the moment to make it full time. So guys all work as well.
Yeah, it is a very sad reality about the live music industry these days, but there will be light at the end of the tunnel. We're sure of it.
But we do keep up the aura, the mystery, because every time I talk to people about the sods, they say, so is that your full time job? And I'm like, oh, no, it's not, but it would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so I've just blown it, haven't I?
Maybe with enough time and patience, we'll get there.
Yeah. You never know.
All right. Are you going to play us something else?
Yes. Yep. We've only just thought about 10 minutes ago.
Yes. How about you do the lead and I'll do the rhythm? We're going to... Sultans of Swing was written originally on acoustic guitar. And it's only when Mark Knopfler changed to his Fender Strat that the song really took off. And assuming we have acoustic guitars, let's take it back to how the song was written, because we are the songs of Dire Straits. And so you'll find that all our music is based on the lyrics and how the songs were composed, as opposed to all the fantastic music that's put dressed up.
Nothing like getting back to the basics here.
Let's do it.
One, two, three.
There's something about that song and the way it's played and those chords that it's just unique, isn't it?
It's magic, yeah.
Is there anything anywhere near like it? There isn't, really, is it?
That was very well put. There is something about the way that all of that is put together that creates magic.
Yeah.
And nobody knows how that... Mark himself doesn't even know.
It just... And that twang.
Yeah.
It's just...
Perfect.
You know?
And the lyrics and the melody that mix with... creates the... with the chords that match the theme. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a magic song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a magic song, and yeah. No wonder it took off when it did.
Yeah.
And I think it's still just the most amazing.
It's still popular today, only 2 years away from hitting its 50th birthday.
Really? Yeah. Only 2 years?
Oh, and you mentioned young children, young kids are discovering this through TikTok. And
are they?
Yeah, people are posting and all these solos are going viral round and round again. So a lot of young people are enjoying Dire Straits.
That's good news.
Yeah, so we look forward to seeing them on the 9th of August.
Yeah, definitely.
Tickets still available.
And
that's
you can
right.
get up and jig around and dance. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Look, we're really looking forward to it. But what do you think about what it is about the construction of that song?
It is the chords that have matched the melody. And then when he brings in the electric guitar, that's the fourth layer. And so without the electric guitar, it wouldn't quite have the impact.
I don't know. I still love it as an acoustic these days. But, yeah, it does. It brings something extra special to it.
But it brings, so it, like, takes it over the top.
Yeah.
It takes it over the top. It's like an excellent song, and there's lots of excellent songs around. But with the added electric guitar and the vocals... It takes it over the top.
And especially when it's played live on stage, it automatically goes up to a whole another level itself, especially with the extended solos at the end.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I said it's just not the same when you sing it in an accent or a foreign accent or you change the vocal. It just starts to lack something. It's like all of those elements have to be there.
Well, you both did that very well and it came across fantastically.
Well, so thank you, Chrissy.
Really enjoyed listening to that. For our podcast listeners, if you want to listen to the podcast, I can't put the music on it, so you're going to have to come back and listen again on Listen and Chat with Chrissy Mack on Radio Northern Beaches. Okay, so what have you got coming up after Colroy? What's happening for the band into the future?
Well, Colroy is pretty big for us, so I've been focusing all my energy on Colroy. But after this, we've approached a few agents and managers to take us to the next level of theatre touring. We want to really be that theatre band not so much pub, get us out of the pub, and to do more theatres, just like what we're doing at Colroy.
Yeah, because in the pubs and the clubs, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
But for people who love to listen to music, it is so frustrating trying to sit there and listen to music.
That's
with
right.
people drinking and talking over top yeah. of the music. They're there to drink more That's than it. They are to listen to the band.
And as a bit of a gig junkie myself, I know exactly how that feels. I mean, no matter how many people are up there singing and dancing, I always like to sit and back and listen, no matter who it is playing.
Yeah. So Colroy has that sense. The rules at Colroy are you can sing, you can dance, you can clap, but you can't talk over the musicians.
I love it.
and when I tell the people that each time, they all clap like crazy.
Oh,
so,
great.
You know, there's a need for it.
That's great. And can they dance? Can they stand
can dance,
up?
They can stand
up in
dance.
Their seat and dance?
Yeah,
they don't
can
have to
also,
move to the side of the
they
aisles?
They can move to the aisles if they wish, or they can stand up where their, seat,
great,
where their
great,
seats
great,
are.
Great.
You've no idea. We've had some amazing nights.
Oh, okay.
Where the place has just rocked.
Fantastic.
We've had a lot of fun. Okay, so also, you've got people coming from overseas to the cinema.
Yes, we do. We've got my brother is coming and my mom is.
And they were the first to book tickets.
They
I
were
remember.
The first to book me. I walked in to put up some posts and I said, Chrissy, have you seen how many tickets I've sold? And they said, yes, and they have two. I said, that's my mom and my brother.
So, really looking forward to them coming across all the way to Australia to see you perform.
That's it.
Maybe we can do the other way around. We can send you over to there.
Well, yes. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Well, look at it. All right. I think it might be time for you to play us out of the interview. How about that?
Sounds great. Yes, I will be happy to play Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
By all means.
All right. Got the finger. Got to get my finger plane working.
Listening to Chrissy Mack on Listen and Chat with Chrissy Mack on Radio Northern Beaches. And we're saying goodbye to Michael Samuel and Neville Kay from The Sods.
Thank you so much for having us, Chrissy. It's been a pleasure. Look forward to the show.
Thank you so much, Chrissy.
Yeah. place. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down south. London town. Check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any no guitar is all he can afford. When he gets up under the lights, play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing all right. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans.